Today, we will read Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that as we read your word today, I pray that you would bring it to life. Lord, may your spirit fill our hearts. Give us understanding to see what you are saying. Help us to apply it to our lives. Help us to live what we are seeing, what we are hearing. Lord, I pray that you would guide us and direct us today. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 16. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats, left there by fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water, and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. While Jesus was in one of the towns, a man came along who was covered with leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell with his face to the ground and begged him, "Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. Then Jesus ordered him, "Don't tell anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing, as a testimony to them." Yet the news about him spread all the more, so that crowds of people came to hear him and to be healed of their sicknesses. But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. All right, in today's reading, we see Jesus once again teaching, and there are so many people that he has to get back a little bit from them. So he asks Simon, Peter, to put his boat out a little bit into the water so that Jesus has a little bit of room and can speak to the large crowd. Jesus teaches, and when he's done, he tells Simon to go out into the deep water and let down their nets and catch. Now, it's interesting that Peter has already been fishing all night. They've been working very, very hard, but hadn't caught anything. But he obeys. He takes Jesus out, and they let down the nets, and suddenly there are so many fish, he can't control it. He can't he can't handle all that he's been given. And so he calls his partners. They come out, and they also are able to fill their boats with so many fish that the boat is almost ready to sink. Peter is shocked and falls at Jesus' feet, saying, I'm not worthy of this. You are so incredible. I can't handle this. I'm not worthy. And Jesus smiles and says, follow me, and I will make you a fisher of people. I will make you a fisher of men. You will go out, and instead of catching many, many, many fish, you will bring in people. Now, there are several parts of the story that as I read it, the Lord speaks to me several things. The first is obedience. That Peter was tired. He said he had been out all night working hard. And now he's tired, probably discouraged because they hadn't caught anything. All he wants to do is just go home and get some sleep. But he obeys. He does what Jesus tells him to do, even though it makes no sense. He had been trying all night to catch fish, and he hadn't been able to. He was a professional fisherman. And so, when Jesus asked him to do this, he thought, okay, no, it's not worth my time, but because you tell me to, I'm going to do what you say, but this isn't going to do anything. He, at first, thinks it's crazy, but even though he thinks it's not necessarily a good idea, it won't bring anything, even though he thinks it's probably a waste of his time, he does it. And he is so richly rewarded. And so, I think sometimes there are times when we feel God telling us to do something that doesn't make sense. We need to remember that God is more powerful than we are, that God is different than we are. We need to follow and obey, even when it doesn't make sense. Another thing I notice is that before, Simon had been fishing alone, but now he's fishing with Jesus, and it makes all the difference. There are times in our lives when we work, when we struggle, when we try to get things done, and we are not able to do it. Simon and his partners had been fishing all night and hadn't caught anything. Yet, when they go out with Jesus, they catch so much that it almost sinks their boat. We need to remember that when we are doing things with Jesus, when we are following Him, obeying Him, doing what He tells us to do, He will multiply what happens. He will multiply the results. He is able to give us such an incredible return for for our work. Why? Because we are doing it with Him. And so that just encourages me that sometimes, even though it seems crazy, even though it doesn't make sense, or even though I may have tried it before and failed, if I am following and obeying Jesus, that's what matters. He can allow me to succeed in places where I've failed before, if that is what He is calling me to do. And so that's encouraging, that what's important is following and trusting and obeying Jesus. And if and when I do that, He is in charge of the results. And so, when Simon Peter sees this incredible thing, he's at first a little bit afraid and asks Jesus to leave. He realizes who he is and that he is not worthy. He says, I am a sinful man. When he sees how richly he has been blessed, he realizes he doesn't deserve this. But Jesus is still gentle with him and still calls him and says, follow me. Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. You will fish for men. And so, Simon and his partners follow Jesus. Now, this is not the first time they've met Jesus. In the Gospel of John, we see the first time, which was actually probably maybe even a year before this. And so they've had time to get to know Jesus, to hear him teach before this. But now they have seen him and his work in action. And they realize that following him is the most important thing in their lives. And so they do. Next in this reading, we see Jesus healing the man with leprosy. Now, leprosy was a very bad, difficult, painful skin disease that would cause parts of skin and even the body to decay and fall off. It was not a pretty thing. It was so bad and so dangerous and contagious that the people had to leave the camp. They couldn't be with other people. They had to go outside the towns. When they were around other people, they had to yell, unclean, because other people didn't want to get this disease. They had to stay away from people. And so this man is desperate, wanting to be healed. And he begs Jesus, saying, if you are willing, you can make me clean. He has faith in the power of Jesus, knowing that Jesus can do whatever Jesus wants to do. And he begs him to make him clean. Jesus reaches out and touches the man, which is unusual. Most people would never touch someone with leprosy in this time. But Jesus does, because he knows he can heal the man. And the man is healed. Now, it's interesting, Jesus tells him not to go tell anyone. But whether he does or whether the word about him just gets out, many people find out about him. And so even more come to hear Jesus and to be healed. And again, Jesus is healing physical sicknesses. But this shows and teaches us his power to heal our souls, to heal our hearts that are sick. And so Jesus heals them. He meets their needs and helps them. Finally, in the last verse, we see again, but Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. And again, I am reminded of the important thing to sometimes get away, to sometimes step back from the crowd, step back from people, step back from others, and just get alone and spend time with God. It's interesting. Jesus was God himself, yet he still took time to pray. And this is what was so important in the ministry of Jesus. Just like that, this is important in our lives, to take time and get away, be alone, and spend time with God, reading his word and praying. We need to follow Jesus' model and spend time in prayer. So, today, I think the things that challenge me are probably from the first story about obedience. Whether it makes sense or not, that I need to follow Jesus and obey and trust him for the reward. Sometimes it may be a reward that is evident and that we see. There are other stories where we may not know about the reward until heaven. But if we follow Jesus and trust Him, we don't have to worry about anything else. When we're doing what He tells us to do, we will be successful, even if we don't see it. And that's an encouragement. That just encourages my soul today. So, Lord, I pray that you would help us to follow you. Help us to hear your voice. Help us to understand what it is that you are calling us to do, and then follow and obey. Lord, even when it doesn't make sense, help us to listen carefully and do what you tell us to do. Guide us, direct us, Lord. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.